Now, to define the Rashba, I hope we did a relatively complete job on that. Essentially, what the Rashba is saying is that a shomer has a number of different chiyuvim, and the two different shomerim. Shomer chinom is chayev to pay when he's posheya in his chiyuv shmira. Chiyuv shmira means to watch and maintain the integrity of what I have, and to make sure that it's not stolen or lost, etc. That is the chiyuv of a shomer chinom. If he's posheya in that chiyuv, he also then he has to pay. That's the only way he has to pay. The only reason he has to pay. But there's another halacha of all shomrim. All shomrim have to make sure the object gets back to its owner. It's a chiyav hashava. I took something from somebody. I have to make sure it gets back to him. But that, in the case of a shomer chinom, is not what is machayev. What's machayev him is pshiyah. Now, on the other hand, there's Shomer Socher. Shomer Socher is chayiv any time something happens to an object and he did not fulfill his chiyuv shmira. Chiyuv of a shomer. It could be he had no choice. Kofza of a choli. But he did not fulfill his chiyuv as a shomer. And therefore, essentially he's chayiv an onsen, with the exception of the fact that if he was watching it and was incapable, physically incapable, that's the gzeres hakosev of the stemazuyim, nishbo. I'm there. I have a shor, that's umeis. What is that? I am a shomer chinom, a shomer socher on an animal, and it has a heart attack and dies. Nothing I can do about it. But it happened as a complete fulfillment of my chiyuv as a shomer. Part of a chiyuv as a shomer is hashava. So therefore, goes like this: I, as a shomer socher, have to chase the object down, and even if the chiyuv shmira is gone for whatever reason, but Achiv Hashava still remains, Hukar Aganov, to chase it down. Now, also, Hashem Achinam has Achiv Hashava. He has to chase it down. He has to do everything in his effort to chase it down. He doesn't have to spend money, but he has to do everything in his effort to chase it down. But the Achiv of Hashem Achinam to chase it down is not going to be Chayiv him with Tashlumen. Why not? Hashem Achinam is Chayiv only for being Poshen is Chayiv Shmira. And the Chiyav Hashav has nothing to do at all with his Chiyav Tashlumim. Masha Enkein, Hashem HaSochah's Chiyav Tashlumim is because of non-fulfillment of my Chiyav as a Shomer. Non-fulfillment of my Chiyav as a Shomer. So then, part of my Chiyav as a Shomer is Chiyav Hashav. Very, very clear, straightforward in the Rashi. Therefore, that Rabbi Zutti and Abai and Rav have nothing to do with each other. Abai and Rav are talking about Chiyav Hashava. That keeps going. Chiyav Shmira, since when the list of Mizuyim took it, the Chiyav Shmira is gone. So therefore, does it get reinstated? That's a separate shaila. Chiyav Hashava never gets canceled. On the other hand, if you take a look at the Ramah is very, very clearly against that. Ramah, there's a first Ramah and a second Ramah, and it's one continuum. The Ramah says, that's just inside of Let's go. Ima nigneva beonis v'akavu gargana v'amar rabba echad hasham alchini v'echad hasham alzocha osa dina maganim v'enu nish v'klub v'enu nifta b'shru el chayiv l'atzoz dina maganim im hotzi notzen l'baylim v'enlo nish b'shin nigneva beonis v'nifta my time call heichadu yocho l'atzoz dina maganim. What happens? I'm a shamachinim and it's possible for me to chase down the ganav. He says, come on. So there's no onus. Nothing happened to him. Im lo atzim odin, have lo kipshia. Vafilu shomachinam chayev. That's it. Shomachinam is chayev. To v'chiyav ha'shova. And if I don't, and if I am poshem v'chiyav ha'shova, I have to pay. He does not make any split between Shmira and Chiyav HaShava. If, since he doesn't make a split, so then when he gets to Rabbi Zuta, so he says, Kol Tzu Shmira, Lo Kol Tzu Shmira, it's one package. The whole thing he's talking about is one package. That is really where the Rashba and the Rama separate. And it's all one issue. Now there's a Ravid and Rashi. Ravid says as follows. You see, Rashi is not as difficult as the Rashi wants to make him. Ravid, Amar Abaye, Yesh Mefarshim Imo Din Hashomer Im Habayla Shemispasher Imo Hu Yelech Magana. That means there is a halacha. Halacha goes as follows. I'm a shomer, and I go up to the Bailam and say, let's say I'm a shomer chinam, and it's nignav. I said, I can part of myself with a shvua. No problem. I don't want the headache of a shvua. I don't want the chomer of a shvua. I'll pay you. So he has the option of paying the Bailam. And then, what happens? And then the ganav, please catch the ganav. Please catch the ganav. So, ganav was kefal. But, since the shomer already paid, he bought the object. As of when? As of 1 second before the gneva. So then, at the time the ganav stole it, who did the ganav steal it from? He stole it from the shomer. It's the Gemara, the first sugya in Hamavke. Otherwise, he not marked the kefil, Dovashal Bola Olam, it's Dovashan Bishuso, a million halachic problems. So what happens? It's as if Bishas Gneva, he said, I'm making a kinyan on this object that in case I pay, it'll turn out, I bought it either from the very beginning, a minute before Gneva, however the sugya works out. But Bishas Gneva, who was it stolen from? It was stolen from the shomer. So, says the Ravid, what happens? The shomer goes, and there is a ganav, hooker, a ganav. And someone has to chase the ganav. So what does the Bai say? You can say, forget it. I'm potter. I have no chiv whatsoever because I was shomer karoy. I can get the object back to the owner. He has a point to buy, there is absolutely no chiyav hashava whatsoever. He says, she is pashima, who get a chamaganav, yeshayim wa kefal. Ratzon nishba v'nifta mimeno. Abayim yelcho achagayim. So he says, so according to Abayim, Shomer has an option. He can approach the Bailim. The Bailim can say, I want to chase the Ganav. If I chase the Ganav, I'll get the Kefil. Shomer says, I offer to you that I'll pay you and I'll chase the Ganav, I'll keep the Kefil. And whose decision is it? It's the Bailim's decision. Okay. And there is no loss. Okay. So the Shomer has the option. The Shomer has the option of saying, I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to pay. So we're talking, let's say, even it's list of mezuzah. Even though I can pardon myself, I'm willing to pay. And since I'm willing to pay, I'll buy the chavetz 1 second before it was stolen. Yisham or yispashimimo. And, or I can make a pshara. Listen. I won't pay. I won't buy the kefil. And you want to keep the kefil? Fine. You chase the ganav. So, that means, according to the Raifin, what has Abaye said? Abaye says, so let's read the Gemara according to the way the Raifin would read it. Rabbi says no. It's always, he says, it is up always to the Shomer to say, I'm buying it or not. Because he is potter completely. So comes, he has the option. Why? Very simple. There's nigna bonus. I'm potter. I can walk away. Hukar Aganov, the moment it was nigna bonus, I have the option. I have an option. I have an option of saying this. I did what I was supposed to do. Okay, I did what I was supposed to do. There's no extra chiyuv hashava over and above everything I did when I was supposed to do. Ein echanami. So Abaye says one thing. Abaye says different shom achinim and shom socha. Whether he did what he did, and shom socha still has a chiyuv hashava, and but that chiyuv hashava is the Bailam can say, no, I'm a vater on it. No. So really, what the Rajba takes for granted as the Tzchi of Hashova that exists under all circumstance, and the Ramah says, Rajba says, Mechateis have a Tzchi of Hashova. My din is a Shomer. At this point, finished. Maybe if it get back in my backyard, it can be reinstated. Maybe. It's a suffix. So. But at this point, I did what I was supposed to do. I have an option. I'm telling the Bailim, I'll buy the object from you as of 1 minute before the Gneva. So it turns out that it was never stolen from you, it was stolen from me. And I go, fine. Then I'll go. So that is, says the Rabbi. Said that's what Rabbi says. Rabbi says, But interesting, Rava says the shomer has the option of taking it from the ganav, taking it from the baila. Okay. Now we have to understand, according to the Ravid, what if he's out of the, if the shomer sochel is out of the picture, he's out of the picture. So what the shomer is, the shomer chinam out of the picture, in the picture. So Abai said one thing. What did Rava say? He has the option of not swearing. Why? What is Rava saying?
No.
Any intelligent young Jewish mind can say. But see how the Ravid is looking at the whole situation. The question that if both agree that the shomer pays. Shomer can pay. Turns out it was never stolen from the buyer. It was stolen from the shomer. He gets the case.
How is that possible? It's not in the rishos, but violent.
Excellent kasha. Who asked that kasha? The Gemara. The Gemara says in the beginning of Hamafkin, if I get my money up front, when I gave you as a shomer, I made a cheshbon. The cheshbon was made by the shomer, by the bailim at the time he gave the shmira. In case it gets stolen, and I get paid, what is it? What? And I get paid, and I don't have a headache, so then I'm a vater on the kefir, saving the headache because I know I got money. Now, the Gemara is the case in the Gemara is talking about what? And the case in the Gemara is talking about if the shomer says, I'm not interested in swearing, I'm going to pay. I'll save you a headache. He's allowed to force that down on the Bible. Okay. Now, if you take a look in the Sechta Bo Metziah on Laman Vov, on Laman right here, One has a whole thing here. Asoche par mechaver v'nignavo. Stolen, so he has to pay. V'amah reni meshalim, v'ni nishba. V'akach nimsa ganav meshalim, teshlam ekev l'shom atzocha. Shemachim. Okay. V'shom akev in shepa shayti, makna l'kveil. V'ipot pot nash b'nev. Shom atzocha, kev in shom atzocha, makna l'kveil. So there's a whole sugya that even though I be chayev, but I say, listen, I'm paying you right here. I'm paying you up front. The fact is, when the shomer, when the bailim gets money, they're happy to get their money and not worrying about chasing down a ganav, etc. Is that enough for them to mavater on the kefil or not? But that goes into the umdina Chazal made of the das, the bailim, b'shas, he gave a pikot. That's the Gemara, lama gimel beis, lama dalar aleph. Okay, so now, what do Abai and Rava talk about in our sugya? According to the Ravid, a very, very simple thing they talk about. Okay, I would have been potter. I didn't volunteer up front to pay. But now Hooker Aganov. So someone's getting the cave. If I had volunteered in front to pay way before, no. So I would have gotten, the shomer would have gotten the kefil. But hooker got it. So now the shomer realizes the kefil is a reality. Not just efshavu ulai, will the police will catch up with him. No. It's a reality. And he, does he have the option to pay and keep the kefil or the bialim's decision? That is how the Ravid sets up the sugya with a buy and rafa. Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Just to clarify, we're saying that according to the Shomer Sofer, it doesn't have to pay?
Let me read the Ravid. Not what I'm saying. Try and read what somebody else says. Yesh Meforsh. What's this pshat? Explaining Abaye. What does Imo Din mean? Hashomer im Abaylam. It's not chasing down the Ganav. The Shomer in the Abaylam. Shemispasher Imo. The Shomer goes to the Abaylam, makes a pshara with him. And once he makes a pshara with him, so that means the Abaylam have to agree according to Abaye. In the case of Shomer Chinam, but not in the case of Shomer Sar. But he has the option of taking shvuah and making himself potter. And that, so that is rotzo simodin rotzo nishba. Shomer socher, but in shomer socher, in the case of a shomer socher, there's no such option. Dinhu came and shuka gana v'engelo pseida. The shomer will not lose. Rishalmu, I pay. He has to pay. He has to pay. And thereby get the kefil. Or Yespashrimo, he'll tell the owner, no. Why should I pay and get the kefil and I have to chase the ganav? You pay. You pay, I won't pay you. You change down, because really I'm potter. And you chase down the ganav and you keep the kefil. So the question is an abaye between the shomer chinam and shomer socher. The moment anybody pays, he gets the object as of 1 second before the ganav. Okay. And he keeps the kefil. The question is, Before we knew where the Ganav was, so kefil is a theoretical possibility. What will happen if the police catch up with people? Police won't catch up with. But and therefore, at that point, the Shomer Chinam can say, "I'm potter from the whole thing. I take a shvuah. Goodbye." But that's not what happens. Before this whole thing happened, the police catch up with him, and now kefil becomes a reality. The moment kefil becomes a reality, so what's the story? So the Bialim says, "Wait a second, we'll chase down the ganav." Shomer says, "I'll chase down the ganav." So who has first choice? That's where Abaye and Rava come in. This is one presentation. This is the Ravid say, Yesh Mefarshim. V'yesh Mefarshim, but then it's Rashi. Otsim Odin isn't between the Bailim and the Shomer, HaShomer Maganev. Lo yitruchu habaylem lodun emaganev, and the baylem do not have to deal with the ganev. Inyan shagat. Why? He's a tough guy. So who has to have the unpleasantness of dealing with a tough guy? So what does that mean? A bayin rava. So let's read the Gemara. What does the bayin say? By in nignav a bonus, v'ukar aganav amra baya im shomer chinam hu. He has an option. Ratzosimodin, Ratzanishba. He can get out of it by swearing. Or he can chase down the ganav and end up keeping a kefa. Says Rashi, that it's going to be possible to get it back. They know it's possible to get it back. He says, as follows. Rashi says, where does Rava disagree with Abaye? Why does he disagree with Abaye? Because there's a chiyuv hashava on the part of the shomer, even on a shomer chinam. So he has. So what is it? He says, "Rotz shomer chinam." So he says, "What does he say?" And rotz otzimodin, rotz anim shomer. Rava Amar Echad Echad Zeh Osim Odin Ve'Eino Nishba. Why? Says Sarash says Yeshalin. He has to pay. The mitzvah Olav Lachso Acha Aveda. He has a Chiyuv Hashava. He's going to have to go to the Torah. He has a Chiyuv Hashava. So Beis Din says right now, you have a chiyuv hashava, kiyum kaim the chiyuv hashava. So I said, right now it's going to take me 30 days. Either kaim the chiyuv hashava or pay. I am not supposed to lose. You won't lose. You're going to get back. Plus you'll benefit with the kefa. So then the Gemara goes on. Lame, pligi. Once a shomachinim is potur with a shvua, he's totally potur. But now he has an option. He can say, listen, I'm willing to buy this from the Bailam 1 second before. Okay, so says the Rashba, why is Rashi using the word Osim Odin? Maybe he should use a different word. Yishalim, no. Shalom would be the wrong word. Shalom means I owe you money. Here you don't owe the shomach, the bailim, anything. The question is, are you buying? What are you doing? You're buying it from the bailim 1 second before it was stolen. So it's not me paying an obligation of tashlum. What are you doing? You're buying it from the bailim. How am I makayim my chiyuv hashava? By saying, Bailim, what would have been if before the gnev I said I'm buying it from you? That's fine. I have no chiyuv. But it was stolen from you. I'm going to create a situation that was never stolen from you. I bought it right before. And with that, I undermine completely my whole chiyuv hashava and chiyuv everything. I'm buying it from you. 1 second before the gnev. So therefore, I have a chiyuv hashava. So what does Rashi say? Yishalim, why did he pay? Otsim odin. The mitzvah of lachzor achar avedah. He has to chase the avedah. Well, what's Rashi talking about? Now, who's going to keep the kefil? The Raiva talks about keeping the kefil. The Rashi talks about keeping the kefil. Rashi doesn't talk about it. Is that here or that's not here? But this is what Rashi's saying. If he has to pay, so what happens if you pay? When you pay, you get to keep it. And you get to keep it, and you keep it. And now, wait one second, there's another issue here. He has to buy it from him, or he can buy it from him. Let's say the buyer gave me, I have a next door neighbor. He has this crazy pet dog. He says, I'm going away for a week. Please take care of my pet dog. Okay, I'll do him a favor. Take care of his pet dog. The last thing I want to be done is have to buy this pet dog and be stuck with this pet dog. I did him a favor for a week. Okay. So what does Rashi say? Now let's say what Rashi says in Bar Metzia. Yes. Sive Lishalin. All the hooker aganov. Well, Yavsid Klum, all of the Trocha Aganev, actually Yotzim Yodu, Otsim Odim Piroyim, Aina Pligidor. He has to pay Hoker Aganev, and he's not going to lose anything. Why not? He's going to get the object. Who says he cares about the object? Who says he cares about the object? Who says he wants this object? I just agreed, I did you a favor, I'm a Shom Achinim for a week. You know, what did he had a shirt? Okay. You give me 20 of your shirts to wash, I'm running a laundry. Aganov comes in. Okay? Hooker Aganov. I want your shirts. I don't want your shirts. Oh, but I'm not losing anything. I pay. I get your shirt. Who wants your shirts? The Ravid, I understand. This okay. It's not so complicated, not so difficult. Think about it. But this is a Ravid. Ravid talks about a masamatan between them. Who gets the right to keep the cave? Rashi somehow, and then he brings the next pshat, which is Rashi's pshat. And when he talks of Otsim Odin Hashem Maganav, Lo Yitru Ba'al Lodin Maganav. And a pashtus is, according to the way he's working, on the assumption that anytime you pay, you get the kefil. So you get the kefil. So he'll get the kefil. Because he moves in. I don't know. This has to be explained. Not that difficult to explain. Not that difficult. And you're not. Not that difficult to explain. We gave you enough material to put it into our context. Now let's see a Tosis. Yes.
How do you know that
Rashi
was working in the world of
Chiyuv
HaShomer
in the
Gemara?
What?
How do
you know that Rashi was working in the world of Chiyuv HaShomer? The Ramah makes 2 points very strongly. 1 point the Rashba addresses, the other point the Rashba doesn't address. He doesn't address what is a steer between the sugars. He talks a lot, had there been a steer between the sugars, I assume he would have said so. Silence means nothing. Number one. Number two, what happens if, according to him, a Shomachinim doesn't chase down the object? According to the Rashba and according to the Ramah. Rabbi says, not a poshe. Rabbi says, he's a poshe. What's why? Rashba, the Ramah looks at it as one package deal. The Rashba splits. Shia means not fulfilling my chiyav shmir has nothing to do with my chiyav hashava. Apparently, according to the Rashba, these are two very different things. You didn't read? Go back and read the Rashba. I'll read it with you on basement. I read the Rashba 15 times here. Okay. Okay, now. Here you have a machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos in the sugya. Lishitasam. V'chashiv lo pshiyo mehay time. Ken gnev aveda. What do Rashi and Tosfos do? Rashi and Tosfos take the Gemara and Baba Kama daf mem hey amar aleph for the utmost and complete seriousness. That means Ashamachinam is chayev in Shmir Pachusa. Ashamachsocher is chayev in Shmir Ma'ula. Shmir Pachusa means that it can stand up to a Ruach Matsuya. Ruach Ant. Shmir Ma'ula means it can stand up to Ruach Shein Matsuya. Fine. Now, that's one halacha. Shomachinim, now there's another halacha that Shmiras Nazikin. The Gemara Nun Hayomid Beis. I have to wash my shore a Shmira Chusa, not a Shmira Maula. Now, I have my animals. They're walking across a bridge, they're walking wherever they're walking. The possibility that they will bump into each other and push one against the other. Is that a Ruach Matsuya or Ruach Shein Matsuya? Why is it those? If it's a Ruach Matsuya, so a Shomachinim has to watch against it. Yeah, certainly a Shomachinim has to watch against it. And if it's a Ruach Matsuya, so then then if they push and falls in, means I didn't do a Shmira Pechusa and there was Shein Varegel, I have to pay. If it is something for a Shama Socher, a Shama Socher would be Chayef, means a Shmira Ma'ula. In Sheva Regal, it's going to be Potter. And what's the machlokas between Abaye, between Rabbo, and Rav Papa, Rav Chisda, and the like? In the world of Rashi, in the world of Tosfos, in the world Mitzvah of the Rambam, until we find out differently, goes like this. They take a Gemara Memhei Amar Aleph very seriously. They take a Gemara Memhei Amar Beis very seriously. Very, very seriously. So the Shmir Pechus, the Shmir Ma'ula, the same rules you have for Shmiras Nezikin, you have for Shmiras Gufo. And what is this possibility? Okay. What is the Machlokes in Rabba and Abaye? Very simple. Rabba says that what is the roa chayev? I hire roa stam. His chayev cannot be inchi the minig among roam to watch. So, on the other hand, if it comes along Rav Chisda, Rav Papa, Rabbi Rav Huna, say no. It is to watch the Shmir Ma'uda. The Torah was machayev you to watch. So, there's no minig amokam. That transcends Minhag HaMakom. So, that's the whole thing. There's a difference between Shomachinim and Shomachsocha, with how they have to watch. Shomachinim watches the Shmir Pechusa. Shomachsocha watches Shmir Ma'ula, according to Rav Chisda, Rav Papa, Rabbi Rav Huna. And those are the same Gedarim, Shmir Snezok. Very simple, straightforward where Tosis is coming from? Elementary. Elementary. But the Ramban didn't like Tosis as Mahalach on the Memhei Omer Aleph. Says, no, a Shomer Socha has to watch. Unbelievable. Lohochi Yoav Lo Igra. He paid him to watch to an unbelievable degree. Paid him to watch to an unbelievable degree, says Ramban and Rajra. And that is exactly what the Gemara here is saying. And he's chayv onsen except in few exceptional exceptions. That it's a list of mezuyim and the like. Oh. So therefore, he says, so let's see what they say. So here in Bab Metzia, it's not the simple equation that Tosis is working with, because Rashi Tosis on the one hand and the Ramban Raj on the other hand, they're coming from very different angles how to understand the Shomer Socher. Okay, so let's see what they say here. Says the Ramban. Who posek Rabbeinu Agodo halacha kavose al mabshir gemurahi chayv alav filo shomachinim kaharina begemara behadya. Oh, it's mishen. Mishen v'regel b'shmir pchusa sagila shomachinim afilochim achayv. Amr shen pshir shomachinim potola. Vikolameim avadai pshir. It is a regular pshir. Yes. Shekevin Shadark and Leo's Doch for Zuazu, Eviron Kachas, and Kanshmir Lomul of Lopus, Shem Regal Chayev, and Kanshmir Klau, Mu Shamachin and Potor. Wait a second. Kibol Vitroa, Kokach, Elish Yehe, Shomron, Umavira, Kamosha, Osa Bishalo, Yukahapil, Shem Shmir Klau, Potor, Shamanas, King Kiba. He says, it's not true that Shamachinim is Chayef, Shmir Pchusa, and Shamasor. This is an absolute Pshia. So what? A Shamachinim is Chayef to watch it like the owners watch it. No difference. No difference. In quality of Shmir as well. In quality of shmiras. Sheishon. Av bishen shmir klal poter shamanas ken kibo. Omer Rabba, all be in the alienshi, we're going to be in the gunyanshi poter. They went out for lunch. Av gav the polygolay, the Rabba, bisham a socha, mi, bisham a chin poter. Karmina behedi, lot srilon, or the Rabba. Yav le igra. What does he say? He says, what happens? I took my lunch break, which a Shomachinim is allowed to do. You can take a lunch break. If the owners would take a lunch break, he can take a lunch break. And in that time, the animal got loose and went running wild into someone's tomato patch. Chai. The answer is very simple. Why Tosis isn't going to buy that? Tosis says no. There are two separate halachas going on in what Rabba and Rav Chisda say. One is as follows. According to Rabba, so a Shomer Socher watches Kidanatri Inchin. That means when he watches and how he watches. According to Rav Chisda, no. A Shomer Chinam has to watch. There's no Kidanatri. And what does Kidanatri Inchin mean? He says he watches like a Shomer Chinam is supposed to watch, like, and so according to Rabba, he didn't. So what does Tosa say? The Lochoshev le Pshia mehai time el ken gneva aveda umachayv mitayn adat the hochi yavlo igra. He says, what is it? It's not a total pshia. And a total pshia, Rabbi never parted him. Rabbi only parted him as follows. That he doesn't have to have, if the minig of the Rom is not to have a shmir ma'ula, it's not to have a shmir ma'ula. But a shomachinim is a shomachinim. You have to, there's no such thing as not watching a Shmir Pchus. It's only when I hire you, Karoim, I hire you, Kamina Gambakom, I hire you, Kamina Kichi of Torah. Comes along, and that is with the whole Mal, there is no Machlokas. So they're talking only about the difference, not that on the level of quality of Shmira, of a Shomachinim, they did not disagree. But they never disagreed. The quality of Shmira. They never disagreed to us. They did quality of Shmira, Minag HaMakom, or Chiyuv Torah. Fine. And that's how Tosfos understands it. But Shomer Chinam, it's Chayav. Only in a Shomer Socher, Minag HaMakom. That's all. So what did he say? Oh, yeah. Since it's Minag HaMakom, since it is Minag HaMakom, when you hire a person, says Rab, since we go by Minag HaMakom, I hired you to be a rower 12 hours a day. But 11 hours a day, of 11 of those 12, you have to be a shomer. I didn't hire you for lunch break to be a shomer when lunch breaks are or afternoon siestas are. I didn't hire you for that. That's something else. I didn't hire you for that. So you're not a shomer then. When you are a shomer, so you have to watch a shmir, certainly a shmir pchusa, and how high up the ladder you have to watch a shmir move, that's something else. Because they're coming from very different angles. There's no way that, you know, he's going to, because he himself doesn't, the Ramban has been very, very clear. He doesn't hold of Tosus, Rashi and Tosus, whole Mahalach, the Gemara Baba Kama. So therefore, when he got here, and yeah, he says, Tosus is going to agree with him that if in the afternoon break, the animal got out, and Echonami, why? Because Tosis and Unvavamit Beis and Baba Kama, that's a cloth. What's the cloth? Why is it Shomachayev? Shomachayev is the moment I give it into your hands, you take over Shmiras Nazik and I absolve myself. You replace me. And if I own this animal, and I took a lunch break myself, I'd still be chayav shmiras nazikin. So therefore, you also have to be chayav shmiras nazikin. You took over from me what I would be chayav. I'd be chayav shmiras nazikin in my lunch break. So fine. But the shomer didn't take over for Shmiras Gufo during a lunch break. That's not what he took over. And that is why Tosfos is not going to be bothered. That's where Tosfos and the Ramban are coming from totally different angles of understanding the machlokas between Rabba on the one hand and Rav Chisser of Papa and Rabba Rabban on the other hand. And that's why they end up in this position. Now, the Ramban didn't stump say it on his own. He says, what do I do with the Rif? I don't know. But let's take a look how the Rambam sets things up. The Rambam follows the Rif. Okay. When I left you for tomorrow, and tomorrow I want to tie the entire sugya on, and then we move on. So I explained where the Rivet's coming, where Rashi could be coming from to give a real understanding of it. Then to see what the Rambam does with our sugya, and then we tie everything up tomorrow. And we move on Tuesday to the next Mishnah.